everybody. Welcome to the 15th ever episode of the Mike O'Reilly Show, news and reporting and getting the facts. Today's episode is sponsored by watercolonies.water. With a dense population in your skies, overpopulation in the streets, and an outer space that is turning into a strip mall. With all those missions to Mars, are you looking for a safe haven to live, relax, and raise your new family? But let's get personal though, because you've probably wondered where the mermaids actually live. What happened to all those old ships? How do I find the realm of Kraken? Wanna live 100% off the grid of humans in the grid of dolphins? Are you ready for the next frontier to be your manifest destiny? If you're saying yes to yourself right now, say yes to watercolonies.water. Choose from any of our two locations off the coast of Jamaica and Somalia to be one of the first pioneers of the new world. When you join by moving into your first, what's now being termed water condos, you'll get first dibs on oxygen and food supplies to last a full 18 months, get released from every third work shift as an early adopter, and get a personalized workout session with octopus yoga by mimicking the movement right in front of your eyes. Stop staring at a frustrated clerk in a store when you can live fully underwater where fish are your neighbors and dolphins are your employees. Yep, sign up right now and get a free water glove. Go to watercolonies.water/Mike to join now where water wishes await wet willing wild cards just like you.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
All right, welcome everybody. You're listening to the Mike O'Reilly Show, and in today's episode, we're talking about the new entrepreneur, Catholicism, machine learning, with a real live priest-turned-go-getter introducing the surprising lifestyle choices of Patrick O'Hallahan. Patty, Father Pat, are you there?
Hey, Mike. Peace be upon you. I'm so glad to be here to talk about the message of the mission, expanding Catholicism to a new generation. It is like the startup faith.
I cannot wait to dig in. Our team, you know, I'll give you a little bit of the background how this came to happen. Jason from our team, who's one of the new janitors who cleans up after the studio 2 o'clock in the morning when we're about ready to get started, he approached me and he says, "Hey, Mike, have you heard about Father Pat?" And I said, "Who the hell is that? I never have." He goes on to tell me a whole lot about you. And I was like, "We got to get him on the show. Jason, can you get him on?" He reaches out to his aunt, who happens to be your wife.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I have a wife.
So you're a married Catholic priest. I mean, that's shocking.
Well, it's true that the current leadership of the church still has not come around to priestly marriage. But that's part of why I'm striking out, disrupting, you know, the old systems and bringing the message to the whole new crowd. You know, I mean, it's really like crowdifying Catholicism.
We're going to get to your disruptive phase where you're at now and all the work that you're doing in the world of entrepreneurship and business in our modern era. We want to hear all of our listeners. I'm sure that you know this is one of the biggest news shows on the internet. And we want to introduce you to our listeners because we want to inspire them to be motivated just like you are. Let's start with the origin story. Who the hell on this green planet is Patrick O'Hallahan?
I was born into a devout Catholic family. My parents immigrated to the United States when they were teenagers. They proposed on the boat. My dad proposed on the boat. It was very romantic. And so I was born here in the United States and was very involved in the church as a youngster. But I could sense there was something stale, something kind of old about everything. And, you know, the times, they were really changing. The internet was going to be coming online soon. And, you know, the idea that you would need to go directly to a priest who's in a parish at a place, it just stopped making sense to me. You know, in addition to the fact that I was going to get married. And so I had to kind of, you know, make a decision there. I couldn't really still be a parish priest if I was going to be married. So I technically I'm not still a priest in good standing, but that whole idea of standing is that's part of what we're attacking. I like to say we're the Uber of faith.
So if you imagine yourself in Times Square, right? And there's hundreds of conversations going on around you. You look up and there's all these screens which are constantly bombarding you with information and advertising, selling you a lifestyle. You know, you ask someone in Times Square, you know, where's Jesus in this mix? And you know, maybe, it was like that guy in the soapbox, right? Who was talking about the fact I'm going to hell. And so this is a reality for most people.
What's the name of one of your churches?
So we actually, we exist as an app. We're an application that you can download. And it's called onecommunion.io, onecommunion.io. And so you can find that on, it's not on the Apple App Store, right now, because we had a little problem. There were child pornographers who had sort of taken over the message boards in the app, so we had to go back to the drawing board for the Apple one. But it's still available on the Google Play Store. So what you're going to want to do is download that, and then you'll be notified. First of all, I send motivational talks out there, you know, and some people, they get real critical with me, and they're like, Father, you know, those should be sermons. That's what you call those sorts of things. And I say, no, you know, a sermon is just a TED talk for God, you know. So, like, we got to change our terminology in order to disrupt the old models, you know. And that's why I'm bringing in machine learning and AI, which is helping us process all the messages that we're getting from people, helps us block all the child pornography, you know, and keeps the place safe for, you know, regular individuals who just want to connect and be forgiven for their sins. And to find a place to connect with other like-minded people.
I love it. This is very exciting. Now, one of the reports that I've recently read in the news is that Catholicism is one of the fastest growing new movements around, which I had no idea. I thought it was Buddhism. Turns out it's Catholicism. It pains me to be wrong. Tell me a little bit about why is Catholicism on the rise right now?
I think it's simple. People are hungry for a faith that is, you know, rigid, but that you can basically ignore. They want to know that they are, you know, strong in their convictions, and they also, you know, don't really want to have to feel too bad about not doing much about it, which is where our app comes in, because you don't have to feel bad about not going to church, because church is right there in your pocket.
Church is in your pocket. That's a sticky one. Now, I understand that as part of being a Catholic, there's a hell of a lot of work. I don't know, prayers, sermons. There's something called the Eucharist, where it's something you should say every single day. God knows what on earth goes on in the Catholic Church. Isn't it a little bit of a big ask for the modern-day person to be involved with such detailed, oriented practices?
How do you answer that? I answer that by saying that, you know, 98% of people are spending 14 hours a day on Facebook, you know, I mean, and that's a real fact. People are putting lots of time into lots of things, and why not Catholicism? That's my argument. Why not Catholicism? People want that, you know, they want to know that whatever they do wrong, they can sit down in a virtual confession booth and tell their secrets to our machine learning AI voice recognition system, you know, because then that absolves them of sin and it tells them what they need to do. And it's, you know, instead of like 10 Hail Marys, it's like, you know, watch 5 more videos on the app. And that's how you atone for your sins.
Most of the people who are serving in the upper echelons of the church are still, you know, clergy. And if you look at what their formation consisted of, they're trained to be theologians, to be, you know, be philosophers. They're trained to help people come to a greater appreciation of God. What's required to engage in the digital sphere is an entirely different kind of skill sets. So trying to ask them to be all things at all times is too much. They don't have to stop doing what they're doing. They can simply partner with someone, and they can kind of outsource certain elements that they perhaps don't have the internal capacities to do themselves.
Sounds like
so. It's really convenient, and it's really, you know, video is popping right now. Like, video is, if you're not in video, then like you're really not existing, is people, you know, it's like you want people to come to your church, and you just have this big, dank building, you know, with like weird looking people and like smelly old ladies. You know, nobody wants to do that. But people do want to watch videos on their app. So I make videos, and my wife makes videos, because you know, she's not a priest, obviously. She can't be ordained, and I'm no longer a priest, but she is a priestess in onecommunion.io, which is our church.
Love it. Love your message. Love what you're about, Father Pat. What exactly is a sin?
Sure. A sin is anything that you do that you know you shouldn't do, or that, you know, I mean, in the old language, we would have said violated, you know, the laws of God. But, you know, these days people don't really think in terms like that. So we just basically say a sin is anything that, like, you wouldn't want your grandmother to know you did. You know, you wouldn't talk about it, like, at the, you know, dinner table. And that's the kind of thing that, you know, you can tell our confession, our virtual confession booth, and then Jesus can forgive you, because Jesus is, you know, I mean, the faith in Christ is built into our machine learning, because it gets what you give. That's the way this AI stuff works. So we just feed it with Bible verses, and we feed it with faith in Christ. And then what it does is it absolves you of your sins, and it gives you penance to do. And that way, you know, you're not going to go to hell. And that the hell thing is also not really convenient so much anymore, but it's very illustrative to put it in terms of, like, you'll be locked out of your iPhone. You know, like, people understand that that's like hell.
Well said. Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
About myself. So when I was growing up, in the backwoods of Montana, at some point, as you're probably familiar with, I was literally, you know, living off the grid without any food or clothing or shelter.
In the wilderness.
Yeah,
like,
it was
just like Christ in the wilderness.
Well, I'll tell you, I had a moment where I was like, well, I've heard so much about Jesus growing up in the United States of America. He walked on water. He healed people. He saw the future. He was really close with God. So I was like, how on earth can I be Jesus? How can I tap into that? You know, similar to, like, LeBron James grows up in the United States of America, hears a lot about Michael Jordan, wants to be Michael Jordan. Fast forward 20 years, boom, right? He's on top of the NBA. How do I be like Jesus? Is Catholicism the way to it?
Absolutely. There is nothing more Christ-like than the way that Catholicism, you know, operates. We're constantly saying the word Christ, you know, so clearly it's deeply associated with everything we do. And Jesus would have approved of a sprawling multi-billion dollar multinational secret corporation. You know, I mean, that's the kind of thing that Jesus was all about.
But I want to get really specific as possible here, and this mm-hmm. is important for all of our listeners who want to be more like Jesus. And I'm talking practically about being able to walk on water, being able to heal people, being closer with the creator of the universe, types of things like that. How is saying the Eucharist or going on your app.io and being closer to you as a father, how does that help me walk on water specifically? Can you give a step-by-step play in the same way that, like, any software, right? You want to make a video, well, you first put in the words, then you choose the music, then maybe a few transitions, boom, you got a video. I want to use the same, I want to use your app to be like Jesus. Give me the step-by-step system.
Sure, yeah, definitely. Well, first of all, it helps to be the son of the living God. Because as far as I know, that's the reason why Christ could do those miracles. And I'm not sure that my app is going to allow you to become the offspring of the living God. So that's not something that I think we can get to in a how-to video. I don't think that's how that works.
Slow down a little bit. It will or will not?
It will not turn you into divine offspring. No. I do not make the claim that you can become Christ. That is definitely a kind of a new age, new wavy, tinfoil hat kind of way to look at faith. Now, we're very practical at onecommunion.io. And it's not about wanting to walk on water. You know, it's about wanting your brand, you know, to walk on water. I mean, look at Gary Vee. You know, that guy walks on fucking water. Pardon my French. I'm just saying, like, there's walking on water, and then there's, you know, earning $1 million a minute or whatever the hell that guy makes. You know, there's a real difference there, and that's part of what appeals to the OneCommunion.0 congregation. You know, we've got, I think we're up to 7,000 users already. 7,000 users worldwide. There are 7,000 people. Well, I mean, there have been 7,000 downloads. I happen to know it's not all individual people, because I did a few of them myself. But, you know, there's 7,000, you know, profiles associated with it. Well, I mean, you know, there are a few of them that we made for testing, you know, when we were getting rolling the thing out. And then we have to, you know, you make a few every day in order to keep the numbers up. So they're not all real. But we've got a significant and growing community there, and they're really down-to-earth people.
Love it. I'm just a little bit confused, because I thought the whole purpose of using your app was to get those results. Now I'm a little bit lost, and why? Sell me a little bit about why I should opt in to be one of your users for your app.
What we're talking about is spiritual wealth here. You know, you mentioned the Eucharist earlier. Now, I just a little correction. The Eucharist is not a prayer. The Eucharist is the host. It's the body of Christ. And it's ingested during communion services. Now, I am barred from receiving communion and the Eucharist host in a Roman Catholic church, because I married my wife, and so I'm not a part of the Holy Communion anymore, and I'm not able to receive that. And many, 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 many dozens of our followers are in a similar situation. So the real innovation here, the real disruption of OneCommunion.io, is you don't have to go to communion to be a part of the communion. You know what I mean? So that's part of what we do to, like, you know, upend all that sort of stuff. Now, it does get a little sticky theologically, because that stuff comes straight out of the book, you know, so we got to kind of find a way around it there. But it's all virtual, you know, like, there's a lot of networks involved, and that helps it kind of defray any of the, like, hard questions that come our way, because there's always someone that's going to argue with them, or a child pornographer that's going to kind of kill the thread. So we don't have to worry about controversy popping up, you know, because either there's someone there to defend the church, because we've got a lot of brave, you know, followers, or there's someone that posts something that gets the whole thing shut down immediately, so the conversation ends as well.
Once upon a time, I was a soldier. You know, in the army, it's very easy to see. When I don't pay attention, people die. But in the church, when I don't pay attention, souls are lost, you know, and it's not, you know, in the army, you see someone loses a limb, it's very easy to see how a mistake had a direct cost. In the church, it's a little more difficult, right? Because these are things that happen internally. But we can't think that the damage done, you know, to a soldier as a result of war is any less than what happens to us not being negligent in our spiritual responsibilities to our brothers and sisters. So I think we need to recognize we've been losing. And that losing translates to how many people are sitting in the pews on a Sunday. If we want to gain ground back, then we have to come up with a singular strategy. We have to employ tactics across the board that are effective. But I think if the church really wants to succeed in this space, it has to be willing to outsource and work with the best.
Got it. I want to go back to your disruption and innovation in terms of the specific religion of Catholicism. We just got a live report. This is 12 minutes ago. There's a report live on Twitter from one of the people who studies our work and follows what we do, called Lifecycle Media. Now, he just said this 12 minutes ago. I want to know your take on it, Father Pat. Okay, I'm just going to read it, and then I want to hear what you say and how you could solve this, okay?
Okay.
Now with my two daughters, it's a picture of him with his baby. Now with my two daughters at doctors for injections, kind of think, what would the doctor do in this situation? Have hashtag sonic screwdriver ready in case caps GP was a bad hashtag Zygon. Have hashtag TARDIS emoji of some person close to run into it? ? Maybe I'm too much of a hashtag who WHOVIN. What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, so he's a Whovian, and we're familiar with it. It's actually splinter religion from one of these new age sci-fi cults. There's a BBC show called Doctor Who, and the people who worship Doctor Who as their Christ and Savior, they call themselves Whovians, and they're very suspicious of any other medical professionals, and they carry toys that light up and mimic the magic staff of their Christ, which is called a sonic screwdriver. So I think that explains that it's someone in a cult, you know, in a sci-fi cult, and he's clearly reaching out for help. And I would encourage this guy, download onecommunion.io, you know, and instead of being, you know, worried about evil alien races coming to abduct your children for, you know, ironically around Christmas time, you know, you could simply watch a couple of my videos, you know, and be absolved of your sins. You don't even need to take communion, you know. I mean, so that's it just seems like a no-brainer to me. But I wish this guy luck. Please download the app and, you know, go in Christ. Christ be with you.
Very good. Now, in terms of lighting candles, that's a big deal for you guys. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. We light a lot of candles, and we have a virtual candlelight section of the app where we have Bangladeshi youth who get pinged every time you want to light a votive candle, and they light a votive candle. We've got a little warehouse where we keep them there. We baptize them when they come in so that they are technically Christian children, and they work all day and all night lighting votive candles for the onecommunion.io church. And it's really, you know, first of all, it's like the Airbnb of prayer intentions. It used to be that you had to go to some authority, right, and light their candles. But now, for a fraction of the price when it comes to your time and investment, you can get the same spiritual bang. Plus, you're helping to convert Bangladeshi youth to Christ. I mean, you know, it makes perfect sense.
That's a good one. I like that a lot. One of my favorite times of year is Christmas. And my big question is, if it's Jesus' birthday, why is there no birthday cake?
Well, that's the Eucharist, you know, because his body is the thing that you eat, you know, and that's the only kind of thing we can eat in any sort of official celebratory manner. You know, that's what, you know, there's not big Catholic, you know, people don't, it's, we have a, what, like pancake night, bingo night, we got some donuts at bingo night. We're not known for our food.
How do you get to be a saint? Let's say that I wanted to be, you know, slow it down a little bit. I don't want to be Jesus. I want to be a saint.
Sure.
Can your app help me become a saint?
Yes.
Within 6 months?
You know, the timeline is a little tricky. And the other thing is, like, right now we're not, as I said, an official part of the Catholic Church. And the sainthood, you know, the beatification process does still involve participation from the Holy Pontiff in Rome. So I'm, unfortunately, anyone in our sainthood pipeline is not going to be eligible for that. But as I said, the onecommunion.io church is an innovator and a disruptor. And, you know, we come in to make things a little bit different. So sainthood with us, we're going to follow the same guidelines as the Catholic Church. So you need to perform 3 miracles. You need to have been born to a Catholic in good standing. You need to have devoted your life to the love of Christ. You also, you know, it's helpful if you were able to get a charity started before you die. And then also you have to die. You know, with us, you can fast track your sainthood because you can invest in our allsaints.org nonprofit. So instead of starting your own charity, you can simply throw in your spiritual pool with our charity. And if you make a large enough investment, you get put to the head of the line for sainthood. So within 6 months of your death, yes, I can guarantee, given the proper participation with the community, example that you're setting, and donation that you've made, you certainly could achieve onecommunion.io sainthood very quickly, yes.
I'm getting some weird looks from people on my team right now. We have a live tweet from one of your enemies.
Oh.
About 55, 55 minutes ago, and I'm going to report this straight up because I'm a reporter and I break the news. Okay,
right,
so just you're going to have to deal with it, Pat. But from one of your enemies, because he's Buddhist, the Dalai Lama, who by the way has 18 million followers on Twitter, but he's following zero.
What?
That's a lot. That's a lot more than Father Pat. Now he
says has 18 million followers.
18.
Are you kidding
18
me?
Million. But he's apparently not Catholic, so I wonder.
What?
I wonder,
how did he get that many? I didn't even. Doesn't Twitter shut it down at like 5,000 or something?
But check this out. Now, I think this is against you personally, Father Patrick. He says, and again, live, 56 minutes ago, we need friends and friendship is based on trust. To earn trust, comma, money and power aren't enough, semicolon, you have to show some concern for others, period. You can't buy trust in the supermarket. That is a live tweet from the Dalai Lama recorded on November 30th. Now, my question to you is, what the hell do you say to that from one of the enemies of the church?
Well, I wouldn't, certainly not an enemy of the onecommunion.io church. We embrace consonant spiritual wisdom from any source as long as it doesn't conflict with our main message. Now, the one thing I would say is, yes, no, you can't buy trust at the supermarket, but you certainly can buy faith at onecommunion.io. So, you know, I he's a little bit off, and part of it might be because he lives in the mountains someplace, you know, I don't know. But 18 million? I didn't even think there were 18 million people on Twitter.
Talk about divine manifestation.
My God.
And speaking of divine manifestation, can I throw another question for you at you, Pat, Father Pat?
Yeah, please do, Mike.
So I'm going to read another report. This is from one of my favorite news sources, Wikipedia, under Nature of God. So it says that the Catholic Church holds that there is one eternal God who exists as a, this is what I have trouble with, and this is what I'd like you to help me with.
Okay.
It's perichoresis, which means mutual dwelling. What the hell does that mean? I don't understand it.
Yeah, well, so what that means is that the Godhead is made up of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
What does that mean?
That's the Holy Trinity, and that they are cohabitory of the same thing. So they are three in one, and they are indivisible, if that makes sense. Which I know it doesn't make sense, actually, to tell you the truth. That's been a big, they've spent thousands of years trying, literally, trying to make sense out of this thing, and it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Can you explain it to me? I'm a little bit, I'm not
sure.
I'm not a philosophical person. I'm more of a reporter.
I'm happy to explain it to you, Mike. It goes like this. In the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word became God. And God said, bada bing, bada boom, we're going to make the world, and I'm going to have a son after a little bit, and he's going to come down, and he's going to do good things and be the Messiah. But they're going to kill him, but then there's going to be Christianity, and then everything's going to be okay. So then God says all that stuff, and what happens is there's this virgin in Israel, or Judea they called it back then, and she was visited by the Spirit of God. Now, I guess at this point before, it was just a duality with just God and the Holy Spirit because Jesus didn't exist yet. But at the beginning, there was a Jesus, but Jesus, you know, kind of comes later because he has to get born by this virgin. Now, I know that doesn't make a lot of sense, but just go with me on this. So then God gets this Jewish chick, Mary, pregnant. She's never had sex before. And
how do you
know? Well, this is what God said. This is what God said happened. You know, God said.
Did you ask her?
Well, she's a part of the story.
Women are shy about that stuff. They'll make up all kinds of lies. I have crazy stories for you.
Well, you know, this is something that comes straight from the scripture. You can read multiple accounts of it. There are the four gospels and all of the Pauline letters and lots of this is documented in history. I mean, it's also the undergirding of our machine learning operation here. You know, so for our sin detection and optimization program. And, you know, it's just really, it reminds me, this is the story we're going through. It reminds me of the Spiritual Innovation Symposium that we held in the Black Falls, South Dakota Community Center in their multipurpose room. Hmm. That was it made a big splash on social media. You didn't see that?
I must have missed it.
Yeah, it was really exciting, and so what I was doing was explaining this concept of the Trinity, and everybody in the audience, they were just in such a high spiritual place, you know, that they were just, they had their eyes closed and everything was quiet, and they were just in this perfect repose and spiritual, you know, like oneness with the room. And a couple of them just felt so free. They were just, you know, calling out, speaking in tongues. I mean, it kind of sounded like snores, but I think they were speaking in tongues to me, you know, which is just like the Holy Pentecost. So that gets us back to the Trinity, which is all about the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit. So here's what happens. God gets Mary knocked up. Mary poops out Jesus. Jesus lives as a man on earth, but Jesus is actually also God, okay? Not God's son, but yes, God's son, but also God at the exact same time. He does what he does on earth. The Romans kill him at the behest of the evil Jews, and then he rises from the dead and conquers sin and Satan, right? So that's the main story. And then 50 days later, the Holy Spirit comes and goes kind of like a flame through all of the disciples, and they shake and they dance. I think maybe they had some LSD with strychnine in it, but who knows exactly what accounts for it. And so that gets us back to the Holy Spirit. And those three are one, because they're all the same thing.
Hmm. Interesting. And now I got two more questions for you just before we hit the lightning round here, Father Pat. I hope you're going to be ready for that. Question number two. A lot of my friends, a lot of my colleagues, definitely a lot of our readers these days of our reports are heavily into experimenting with, I guess it's called nutritional supplements, like ayahuasca, MDMA, LSD, all kinds of stuff like that. What's the Catholic Church/OneCommunion.io's perspective on nutritional supplements?
Well, OneCommunion.io encourages healthy living, and so anything that you find that adds to your health is something you should do. God created us all to have bodies that are healthy, and you know, in fact, even a temple to the Lord. So that's the kind of thing that we encourage, and if that means biohacking, baby, hack that bio. That's what we're all about at OneCommunion.io. So, you know, I think it's a good thing. I think if you've got some hallucinogens you want to take, just make sure you've got a babysitter and that you don't have to drive anywhere that night. And you can even talk in our virtual confession booth. You can turn on the psychedelic feature and the timing mechanism that lets you know how long you've been confessing your sins. That whole thing gets turned off. And you can just talk and talk and talk. And our processing, AI, machine learning, audio processing will distill out any kind of subconscious sins or anything like that. And then we won't see the difference from the regular confession booth is we don't give you your penance right then because, you know, you're tripping balls. So we want to get it to you later. We've got a whole email marketing funnel that goes to remind you of your penitence so that you can watch some more videos on the app, and that keeps you engaged and also, you know, free from sin.
That sounds so ridiculously cool.
Yeah,
I never actually thought of nutritional supplements and an app in the same experience. I cannot wait to check out OneCommunion.io.
There we go. Now, another soul for Christ.
Yeah. I mean, and listen, I understand what you said. I'm still on a mission to see how close I can get to be, you know, feeling a little bit like Jesus or at least one of the top saints. Before we get into the lightning round, give me one saint. Who's one saint we can sort of focus on, maybe a highlight in your app, who would be, you know, a motivator for us as an entrepreneur, as a reporter?
Yeah, I'm really glad that we got back to this, another feature section of the app. So in addition to my videos and in addition to the virtual confession booth, we've also got the Saint of the Week feature. And that's a whole, you know, you can save ones that you like. There's videos, there's articles. And one, okay, so there is Saint, I think his name was Avadia Riberal Rumenstaffel. He was a mid-14th century German monk. And the miracle he performed was he could turn wine into water, which is like the opposite you know, of Jesus. And so the town really didn't like that because they're like, oh, this is the opposite of Jesus. You must be Satan. And really what the problem was, there was a lot of alcoholism in his little village. They didn't have good water to drink. So like the kids were drinking beer all day, and he wanted to create fresh water for them. So he's now the patron saint of fresh drinking water. And that's really important if you're going to be staying hydrated. And that's a really important way to direct your prayers to water, because we are all made of water. And that's a big part of the communion.io experience, is about being wet and being in water.
Hmm. Very, very fascinating. I love it. In a few minutes, we're going to go back to how more people can get the app themselves, and I know you threw in a sweet deal for our listeners, which we appreciate. But right now, I'd like to introduce the lightning round.
Uh-oh.
And ask you some fire questions that will manipulate your subconscious and see what's really going on behind the scenes. Sound good?
Well, yeah, I pray the Lord is with me, and let's do it.
Deepest fear?
Bankruptcy, or my wife leaving me, because then it wouldn't have been worth it at all. I threw my whole life away for nothing.
If you could be someone else, who would it be?
You know, that, what's his name? Joel Osment, you know, whatever his name is, Joel, he's a preacher, but he's,
Osteen.
You know, yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah, he's like the Dalai Lama.
Oh, man, he's great.
For a lot
and
of...
I love it. I love his hair, you know? Just, he really looks like a million bucks every time.
Is he Jewish? Or is that another?
I don't.
Or it's,
think
I mean, it's
so.
Not Hindu because he's white.
No, yeah, he's a white guy. Yeah, I think he's just a white guy.
Mm-hmm. I sort of lost track there. Damn it! I mean, I usually try and keep my head straight. All right, we're gonna go back. We'll edit that out. Don't worry about that, Father Pat. No one will hear it ever.
Okay.
If someone were to hack your computer and look up the browsing history on your own computer, what's the most shocking thing that they're going to find?
Oh, well, they'll probably find a lot. You know, I want to be clear here. My personal computer that I use for work purposes in order to moderate the OneCommunion.io message boards. And, you know, obviously I have due diligence to perform. So when people are posting things, I have to see, you know, our machine learning obviously helps with this, but I have to confirm that what's going on is indeed what the machine learning thought was going on. So I spend a lot of time reviewing child pornography and threats against individuals. And there were also some Islamic Jihad people that got involved on there for a little bit. But we've been able to stamp most of that out. Unfortunately, yeah, you would see that in my browser history. But I want you to know it was only my professional due diligence that was leading me to confirm that that stuff was, in fact, what it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's put it this way.
Okay.
Let's say that you're having a heightened experience using your app, taking some nutritional supplements, and mm-hmm. you have a vision of the future. What's the vision of the future telling you in the present moment?
Right. Yes. Well, you know, this was the sort of thing that Jesus was all about, you know, and that's the, I'm really glad you brought up the biohacking. I'm really glad you brought up all the future visioning, because these are things that Jesus spent a lot of time doing, if you read between the lines. Now, here's the deal. If you're getting a vision of the future, it must coincide with biblical prophecy. So whatever you see, it's going to involve some future time when everything is totally great and everyone is very happy and wealthy and young looking and sexy, and like everyone's got everything they need and nobody fights and everything's wonderful. So they're either going to see that or they're going to see what comes right before that. Hmm. And what comes right before that is pretty bad.
Hmm. Final question.
Mm-hmm.
What is your personal vision of the future of OneCommunion.io?
Yeah, well, my vision and the vision of Christ our Lord is for the entirety of humanity to exist in one holy communion together. And that is what we're angling for. We want to get onto every phone. Currently every Android phone, but soon every phone. We're also in talks with China. It's been frosty, to say the least, but hopefully as we grow across the English-speaking world, we'll also gain momentum in other localities. And we're hoping to cross the 10,000 user mark sometime in the next 6 months, but hopefully your audience can help us change that. If you guys are looking for meaning, if you guys are looking for an easy way to absolve yourself of any bad feelings or sins, if you're looking for a way to ensure your eternal soul as a saint in the onecommunion.io church, simply make a donation today. Get on the fast track to sainthood, ladies and gentlemen. We really would love you to come. Be a part of this experience. Be a part of the crowd. Be a part of the tribe. Be a part of everything that we're doing together in order to upend the ossified, stilted, top-down way that faith used to work. Now it's going to be a faith that works for us. Join onecommunion.io, ladies and gentlemen. Download us today at the Google Play Store, and hopefully sometime in the next 6 months after we get approved again on the App Store.
That was a phenomenal pitch, I have
Thank
to
you.
Tell you. One of my assistants just sent me a handwritten note that said that anybody who signs up this week for onecommunion.io will get a free Catholic incense and burners gift set with holy card or even a medal. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's right.
Value of $23.97?
Yep, that's right. You make a $50 donation, we'll discount it to $23.97. And so you pay $23.97, but your donation tally is credited $50 US. And what you receive in return for that are some, it's not actually Catholic incense, they're virtual incense. So what it is a download that comes, and then you press the app, open it on your phone, and it's got an image of some incense burning. And you can use that in order to focus your virtual faith experience. And once you're in a calm place, you can go into the virtual confession booth and tell us your deepest, darkest sins.
Love it. Father Pat, thanks so much for joining us on the show. Wishing you all the best.
Thanks, Mike. Christ be with you. Be well.
All right, Jake, let's go.
Fact checkers of the world unite. Thank you for listening to today's report. It means the world to me and my struggling team. We're trying, okay? And your help is what makes this possible. Look, if you believe in reporting as much as I believe in fact checking, go ahead and five-star this juice on iTunes and Stitcher and anywhere on the internet you can possibly five-star anything. Spread the truth and share this episode with your parents or legal guardians right now.